Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text brother, but don't act. We know you're not shy. 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, too deadly. Okay, going to jump straight in it and have a deadly yarn there with the General Manager of Australian Training Workshop. Australian Training Works Group. That's Tony Martins, and he brought bodyguard, lovely Deja Martins. And a very good morning to you both. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Trev. Well, thank you. And always a pleasure to be here at BBM.
Too deadly, my sister.
Thank
Tony
you.
Tony Martins, how are you, brother?
I'm very well, thank you, Trevor. Thank you for inviting us along here today. It's, as Deja said, it's a pleasure to be here, so thank you.
Fantastic, my brother. So we'll start with you, Tony, being the father. who your mob were you from, brother?
Mob from over the range here, a Kongenji mob, and we got links to Kookaburra mob up there at Kohanyama. So big hello to all of our mob over the hill here and up there in Cape York.
Okay, beautiful. And you also got a, to looking at you, Deja, you go underneath that banner, of course, but also got a tint there of South Sea Island.
That's right.
Through your beautiful mother
Australian
with us in
South
spirit.
South Sea Islander, so hello to all our CLC family, mainly there at Joskalee, Central Queensland.
Lovely, beautiful. Thank you very much. Let's talk about this fantastic space, Australian Training Works Group. Let's talk about the job, the work, and the company, what the company does. And let's talk about a daily project that's happening at the moment. I think you can lead the conversation there, Deja. So bring us into it, darling.
All right, thank you. Look, we're Australian Training Works Group, otherwise known as ATW. Tony and I are based in our Cairns office, but we've also got offices in Brisbane and Central Queensland.
Brisbane and Central Queensland?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. That's an expansion there. Okay, in actual fact, Ashley's down in Brisbane.
Yeah,
your lovely brother.
Trev, we're proud to say that we're 100% First Nations owned and operated.
Yes.
Ash and I are the company owners, my brother and I. We own the company. We've got no non-Indigenous partners, so we're 100%.
100%, beautiful.
We have offices set up in Brisbane, Rockhampton and Cairns, as Deja was saying. Ash runs the office down in Brisbane.
Yes, big shout out, Ash.
Yeah, and Deja and I sit in the office here in Cairns.
All right, lovely. Let's talk about your journey first, Tony, in regard to what space were you into? You saw an opportunity here. They're saying to get in business, find the wants and needs for the people. If you fulfil that want and need, you've got a business. So you saw an opportunity there in this industry, yep?
Yeah, Trev, just myself, I finished school. You know, when I finished school, I did my trade. It was a common thing for, you know, particularly boys back in my era when we finished school or during school, we'd go and do our trade. So I did my trade in Cairns here with a small business as an auto electrician. I worked in the business there for a little while, and then I decided I wanted to, you know, go to greener pastures, I guess, and I went and studied education at university. So I guess that's why I'm doing the stuff I'm doing now, that combination of education and trade background.
Yes.
And, look, I sort of morphed into a long-term career, working across the state and Commonwealth government for a long time there, around about 25 years, I guess the big gap I saw was the gap with our young people going away to expensive boarding schools and on this journey of, getting educated away from home most times, a home base, and really coming back to their communities, whether they be urban or remote communities, and not being prepared for an opportunity after school and ending up in the world of disengagement.
And you can't beat black on black, brother. So black man in business, helping our black youth, career pathway, you know, job employment, a good fit.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, there was a big gap there, Trev. And, you know, we look around us everywhere now and we see the number of, you know, of our young people coming out of school and really going nowhere. As far as I'm concerned, if you haven't got a further education pathway or an employment pathway, you're going to end up in a world of disengagement pretty quickly. And that's what's happening with a lot of our kids. So I decided to step out of what I was doing and brought Ash along with me and said, let's set up what we call a group training organisation. Now, group training organisation is basically the legal employ of apprentices and trainees.
Yes.
So we set up our business in 2016 with the whole aim to trying to provide our young kids with an opportunity while they're at school to do maybe a school-based traineeship, apprenticeship, and then take them onto that full-time apprenticeship or traineeship after they leave school, so they're getting a job and a qualification very early in their life, so they're not ending up in this cycle of disengagement.
And practice what you're preaching. So you've got a business now, a little bit of expansion going on there, Brisbane, and you did say Sunshine Coast?
Rockhampton,
thank you.
So
employment of black people to the company.
Yeah, Trev, look, you know, we've sort of done it through the hard way. Ash and I, we've had very little support and assistance through what we're doing, but we've been quite frugal and smart about how we build our business. Yeah. So we are expanding.
Sure.
We've through our own our own mechanisms, we've managed to secure a number of contracts, good, government and corporate.
Good.
And working on quite a number of projects in across Queensland, and one of those is leading, I guess, into the segue that we want to talk about here today.
Good, we'll have a yarn. Daisy, you can grab that conversation. Yep. In regard to the so-called contracts out there, government contracts out there, you're a business entity that puts in a tender.
Yes.
And you won some of those contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that you're at the table, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, when you're talking about Indigenous employment across this country, having a black company at the table, whoa, that's a good thing, my brother.
Yeah. Trev, we've had to go through the competitive tender processes.
Yes.
There's been no free lunches along the way.
Yes.
So we're competing out there with mainstream. We've got mainstream licenses. Our GTO is a mainstream license. So as well as given who we are, our big target is our mob, right?
Yep.
To put particularly our young kids, to put them into jobs. But we've also got a cohort where we've got non-Indigenous apprentices, trainees and job seekers working under our banner.
Sure. Support anybody who wants to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's talk about this project that's happening at the moment. Well, over to you, Deja, and you're a lot prettier than Dad anyway, so tell us about this deadly project, my sister.
Yeah, right. So, look, as Tony mentioned, we're a group training organisation, so we primarily provide apprenticeships and traineeships to, employers and job seekers.
Yes.
We also have labour hire as well. So basically our business is employment services and as well as assisting employers with, meeting their workforce requirements. We also obviously work with job seekers and helping them to gain employment.
So we're sort of talking about getting them work ready, job ready.
Yeah, that's right. And then also ensuring that, they're supported through that employment as well and meaningful employment. So apprenticeships, traineeships.
With jobs at the end of it.
That's right. So
positive outcomes.
Long-term, sustainable employment. I suppose the reason why we wanted to have a yarn with you today, Trev, we've got an exciting opportunity coming up for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people.
Mm-hmm. Male and females?
Male and female.
What ages are we talking, sister?
Well, 18 to 25 is sort of the cohort that we're looking at.
All right.
But, if someone falls just outside of that, we're also, wanting to consider them, whether it's for this opportunity or for another opportunity that we have down the track.
There are people out there doing a JOB and probably doing a job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an opportunity for a change as well.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
So, it's focused on the Cairns and sort of surrounding region.
Okay.
We are going to be doing sort of a little bit in the Cape. But, we'll be running a 12-week program and it's providing young people with the opportunity to kickstart a career in the civil construction industry.
Yes.
So when we talk about civil construction, that's the creation of infrastructure Involving anything to do with water, earth or transport.
Yes,
so
yes.
Maintenance, design and construction of things such as roads, railways, buildings, you know, water reservoirs, airports, bridges, sewage systems and tunnels. So that's the sort of stuff we're talking about when we say
so
civil
with
construction.
And those areas, we're talking about a variety of jobs here.
Yeah, that's
whether
right.
Be machinery, apprentices...
That's
you know,
right, and it's
conveying.
Definitely there's a lot of opportunity and work happening in that space at the moment in terms of infrastructure in Queensland. So, look, we, ATW, will be running a 12-week program providing young people with this opportunity to sort of enter into the civil construction industry. So what will happen under the program is... participants will be placed with an employer, a local employer, and they'll do both work placement.
So you've got partnerships there with
right.
companies out there.
That's correct.
Yep. So
black and white. Yeah.
Yes.
Companies that are working in that construction and civil construction space. Basically, participants will go off and work with that employer for a number of weeks under the program, and they'll also complete training at TAFE. As part of the theory component to complete a Cert 1 in construction.
Yes.
The intention then of the program is to prepare these young people for an apprenticeship opportunity so they go on to do the Cert 3 in civil construction plan
and
operations.
And they pick up their tickets along the way and their certifications, you know.
That's
so
right.
To what's required
That's
for
right.
the job. Yeah,
so instead of jumping straight into an apprenticeship, this is an opportunity to sort of, get a bit of exposure and, you know, prepare for that opportunity instead of jumping straight into it.
So how many positions are available for this
So
cohort?
For the Cairns region, we're looking at 10 to 12,
10 to 12?
Positions.
Okay.
So we have had a bit of interest so far, so we're encouraging anyone that's interested to start applying as soon as possible.
And how do they apply, Deja?
So, look, we've got our website that's got a nice big jobs board button up the top.
Yep, got that in front of me here.
Yep, our website is www.atw-group.com.au.
All right, read that again.
It's www.atw-group.com.au.
All right.
And we've got a big orange button up the top of our website that says jobs board.
Jobs board.
If you jump on there, there's a listing on there for civil construction.
Lovely.
If you're unsure of where to find it, though, all of our contact details are on our website also. You can just ring us.
Have a chat.
Ring us and have a yarn. You know, we're happy to answer any questions, and our team are very helpful, and no questions are silly questions.
Yeah.
So
no,
mums,
so,
dads, aunties, uncles, participants that might be interested, give us a call and have a yarn about any questions that you might have. Like I said, we're, you know, employment services, so we're always assisting job seekers with, you know, gaining employment. So even if this opportunity is not the one for you, still give us a call and we can have
Going for any job is very daunting, but when you're talking about black on black, our mob are feeling more comfortable when they're dealing with black people.
Yeah.
So you're not... Tony the boss. You're Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony. You know, they all call me that.
That's right.
Some call me Popeye.
Popeye. Don't go there. But which is fantastic. And that's what it's all about. It's a platform where our mob are comfortable stepping onto. You know what I mean? And then you there to help them to look up in regard to their future and what they can and can become.
Yeah. Yep.
That's definitely. Right. And this program, it's designed for people that haven't had any experience. They don't have any tickets. So it's about getting your foot in the door. All the training's going to be provided, and a really important one, it's going to be a paid position. You're actually going to be employed under a formal employment contract.
Sure.
So
while
it's
you're
all,
training, and then as you get your tickets, pay goes up. You would think, as qualified?
Well, as you get you qualified, you come out of your apprenticeship, the world's your oyster trip.
Exactly.
Yeah. So under this 12-week program, though, you're completing your Cert 1 qualification and you're working, you get that workplace experience, you're actually getting paid for that 12-week program. So
you're getting paid to train.
That's right. So you earn and learn, they call it.
Yep, earn and learn, exactly.
Look, we're going to be kicking off From the 4th of July, we're going to be starting inductions.
Okay.
So anyone...
So we've still got a whole month available.
That's right. So, yeah, but
I think
we're
we'll
already...
be having another yarn about this later on down the track.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. So we're already getting some interest. So, you know, we want to start interviewing people in between now and then.
Sure.
So 4th of July, pretty much to mid-October, you've got to have availability for the program.
Yes.
And it's for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people around that 18 to 25 age group.
Beautiful, beautiful. And look, another 3 months and then school finishes. A lot of grade 12s out there looking for employment. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So here's the first cab off the rank, you could say.
Yeah.
Yep, they'll be the next ones that want to come to us, Trevor. This is open to job seekers, this program.
Yeah.
So any students attending school can't apply for this program.
Sure.
Because it's just job seeker, but we do want to... be working with school students for a future programs, Trev. Yeah,
when they graduate.
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Can I just say something, Trev? Please. You know, we mentioned that we have to tender, go to the table and tender for all of our contracts.
Yep.
This is a contract that we had to tender for. So I'll just want to acknowledge the Queensland Department of Employment, Small Business and Training. This is where this contract sits under. So that's where we're contracted to that department. So all the reporting and all the requirements upon us go back to that department.
Sure. Yeah. And look, that's fantastic. And look, government agencies out there, they need to have that open mind and they need to practice what they preach as well in regard to procurement. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Giving black people an opportunity, black people who are in business, an opportunity to be at the table.
Absolutely.
In regard to the tender process. And if you're unsuccessful, you're unsuccessful. But if you're successful, then more power to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
And this is a sustainable pathway
for
our mob. So.
So true, Deja. So true. Well, talk about motivate the motivator. You got me fired up. You mob.
We'll be back.
Too deadly. But look, thank you for the yarn. So Australian Training Works Group, check out their webpage. They're looking for 12 odd students, young people from ages 18 to 25. So there it is, you know. Have a look at it if you want to change in life and if you want to make things happen, then it's about making the right decisions.
Just I suppose the last thing we'd like to add around the program is that if any employers are listening and they're interested in, accessing, the program and accessing some trainees under the program.
Yes.
Definitely, if you're in
that's the other angle.
If you're in that civil construction space, there's
if
no.
If you're listening, yep.
It's free, completely free. This program for employers.
Okay.
The 12-week program is, as Tony mentioned,
they get a young person training, and they get the support for that young person. While they're training, that's you
guys. That's right. Yeah. So if there's an employer that's potentially looking at putting on an apprentice and they want to sort of trial them, make sure they're the right fit, this program's an excellent opportunity.
An opportunity for Indigenous employment for people out there, businesses, black and white.
Yep. Just on the note of employers too, Trev, a lot of particularly government major projects, infrastructure projects, have Indigenous employment targets on them.
Yes.
So this is, you know, if you're an employer, if you're an employer out there wondering how you go about this, come and talk to us, because not only through this program, we have expertise in being able to help project or contractors being able to meet their targets.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. Yeah, one-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
That's
what it is. Moving with the lot. Deja, love you. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you for having us.
Always good to see you, Tony. Love to your team. Big shout-out. Australian Training Works Group. And keep doing what you're doing. Black people in business.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having us.
Too deadly. So there it is, your mob. Catch up with Australian Training Works Works Group. Looking for a job or you want to change. Maybe you're just sick of being a pole dancer and want to do something different. There it is. Have a talk to those deadly guys and talking about changing your pathway. But look, it is fantastic and a win-win situation for all the above, this black business as well as young people training in this field. And also companies out there who are looking at, like I said, making targets or to employ black people and give them an opportunity. And that's what it's all about. High tide rises all ships is what I always say. Too deadly mob, have you saying yarn up strong? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
See me, baby. Seven Collective, let's go. You get them, him get them, all get them, wah, you get them, wah, you be them, wah, you get them, you get them, him get them, all get them, wah, you get them, wah, you be them,
no try claim, no try claim,
wah, you get them,
just in case you plot no sabe, well now you sabe. Far North Queensland, Cairns, baby, where anything goes. Of course you sift through dirt, you better find gold. Generatocracy, live by the ways of the old. I can't express the importance of my mission no more. So I take it up on myself to open up that black brother. See Breeze, he sounds making moves now. That baller be making moves now. People, they look at me, I'm the people. Yeah, you my people too. Red, yellow, black, that's right. Green, white, and blue. I heard they split up. Who split up? Who split up? Who split up your cheeks? They be back together next week. Pay week. You get them. Him get them. All get them. Wah. You get them. Wah. You be them. Wah. You get them. You get them. Him get them. All get them. Wah. You get them. Wah. You be them. Wah. You get them.
We sick and tired, women are sick and tired. Work for another man, standing in Santa Link line.
I'm about to get mine, whiz and I. stress all the words that we speak into a gold mine. No one's to blame, dollars I can't save. I still go and rage even though I'm on a minimum wage. I can't resist this, I just can't resist this. Trying to get more digits and yellow pages got listed. 470, it's your boy. Trying to get more faces in my book than Bebo. Ask for who? Ask about Breeze at a fight and indigenous M3MC.
You get them, and get them, all get them. Wah, wah, you get them, wah, wah, you be them. Wah, wah, you get them, you get them, and get them, all get them. Wah, wah, you get them, wah, wah, you be them. Wah, wah, you get them.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Listen to the silence. We don't need no words. Our eyes speak a thousand hearts deep within the soul. You read me with just one look. No one could break through before. Understand the silence of entwined souls. Visions of you. Deep water blue. Listen to the silence that's beckoning through. All we have is now. Now I'm looking at you. So light me up, baby. Make me shine like you can do. Like a river, gently speak into my soul. Presence of the spirit, and your smile says it all. Like a river, gently speak into my it all.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we've got the next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brisbane Media and Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bumba Brit Media, Healthy Living and Healthy Lifestyle, the message we deliver to our staff, our board of directors, our young kids who come here and do work, school-based traineeship, and working for the force in the Indigenous media. So thank you very much, Piconi, which way yarning, and Edmonton Police. And we've got Senior Sergeant Linda Lyons come to join us, and you've got his bodyguard there, Stephen Brown. A very good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Trevor.
How you guys going, all right?
Good, very good.
Fantastic, okay. Really good. Good to see you both. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Stephen?
Yeah, Steve Brown. Jibal Murray from the rainforest of the Tully Ravensoe area.
Yes. Well, I think Sunshine Coast have beat you. They're the wettest town in Australia at the moment.
Currently.
Yeah, currently. And yeah, look, big shout out to the mob down there.
They don't hold
Brisbane.
The record since 1974 when we had 13 metres of rain.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Like I said, big shout out to the mob down there, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, and Northern New South Wales. Rain, rain, rain. Don't tell me that global climate is not happening. Yeah, it's happening. True. It's real. There it is. Gentlemen, our talks today, door-to-door scams. So enlighten me, please. When you say door-to-door scams, when someone knocking on your door trying to do a Barney on you?
Trying to scam you, yep.
So trying to scam you?
This is another one out of my little book of scams that we throw out every now and then.
Yes.
And there are door-to-door scams. Mm. But first, I want to acknowledge that there are legitimate door-to-door salesmen that go door-to-door to sell their products.
Sure.
And
there's no law against that, eh?
Absolutely not. So when they're selling these products, like a lot of them are legitimate, but we've got to remember scammers will also use the fact that it's not illegal to come and try and take the possession of your hard-earned money.
Sure, exactly. Mm. Yep. And so what do you look for when you hear like someone come knocking on your door?
Yeah,
how do we paint that picture?
A lot of the time
them?
they're promoting goods or services that are not delivered.
Yes.
Or they're providing goods or services that are of very poor quality. So you may get billed for work that you didn't want or didn't agree to. I know up in this area there was a group of young guys that were going around offering cheap asphalt jobs, so driveways.
Okay.
And whilst they were delivering the asphalt driveways to the customers that they'd charged a fairly hefty price for them, the actual quality of work was so poor.
Is that right? So that there's a scam.
There's
a
scam straight up. Yeah, exactly.
You can understand people in business and trying to branch out, but do it properly, do it right, do it respectfully.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, because otherwise you become a door-to-door scammer, don't you?
You are. If you're not providing a service that you've promised. Mm. Or you're providing a less of quality goods. Absolutely, you're scamming. And like I said to start with, is some of these businesses are legitimate.
Yes.
So when you do your searches online, and you may find that they exist and they're providing a legitimate service, but it's just not what to the expectations that you would have
in a professional sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know. Also states there, Trevor, like a lot of these door-to-door salesmen actually come to your place uninvited.
Sure. Well, they're knocking on your door, aren't they?
Obviously, they're trying to sell a product or promote a product at certain times. It's like, as we all know, the 6 o'clock phone call from various different agencies around the world to ring up for, promoting stuff. So
yes, yes.
This is also obviously a scam in some ways, but, people need to be aware of this, that it does occur on a regular basis.
Yep. So how do we tackle this? Our message there to the punters out there, how do we tackle this?
Well, I always, my understands that
how I've been in is that, always ask for identification, an ABN or where they've obviously come from. That's my understanding of a lot of these things, that I always ask for identification when someone comes to my premises.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, look, Ed, but just do your homework. Have a look at the legitimacy of that company.
Yeah.
Verify them. Even you know, it's always good to have a look at your local laws. Different states do have different rules for door-to-door salesmen.
Yep.
But a lot of them do include a cool-off period. So if you do decide to change your mind...
So if you purchase something, you can change your mind. There is a cool-off period, isn't there?
There's a cool-off period, yeah. And you can ask for your money back, you know.
Sure.
So especially when you're making large purchases, so long-term purchases. So the business that comes to mind is the Eupler funeral.
Yeah, exactly. And look,
story.
A lot of our mob got hurt in that process. Eupler, that funeral organisation, that company, business, and the owner is driving around a big, beautiful yacht now, $1 million yacht. Mm. But a lot of people have been scammed in that sense because they've lost their money and the money they put towards their funerals.
That's right.
And the actual that report last night on 7:30, you know, it also showed the vulnerability of these people, you know, targeting Indigenous personnel and family. I mean, like that poor sister there from the Yorta Yorta people in Victoria. Mm. I mean, like, she's lost everything.
Yeah, you know,
and,
exactly.
It was lucky that she's got onto a good legal service.
Yeah.
To recover $16,000 of that money back. Yeah. Very, very lucky, you know.
Well, Australian Securities, you'll be watching very closely on stuff like that, even these door-to-door scams is what we're talking about here. That example with the big multi-million dollar company like Telstra that went out to all our communities and they got a $50 million fine. Yeah, got fined for it anyway, for the work that they did, you know.
Yeah.
It's taking advantage of vulnerable people is what you're saying, Brother Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, so look, really, it goes back to the old saying: if the deal seems to be too good to be true, it often is.
True.
If it appears that you're getting, you know, an absolute bargain, you know, shop around, make sure that you are getting a good deal. There's no problem with that, but question
everything.
Question the what's actually happening and the services that you're being offered. Look, sometimes you may have to. Talk to some sort of legal advice.
Sure.
Your Office of Fair Tradings is a good start. But also, have a chat to your family.
Fact that we're talking about this door-to-door scams with the police here, Queensland Police, so let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of inquiries or people coming to you because they've been scammed?
Yeah, people do.
Or they've been cheated? Yeah.
People do. And look, on a large number of those cases, there may be a fraud offence involved with these occurrences. A lot of them also, though, are civil matters that don't involve police because you have entered into an agreement with that person for the service. So as soon as you've signed a dotted line, you've agreed to those terms and conditions.
It's between the two parties now.
It's between you two. So it doesn't involve police then.
And it's a civil matter.
Civil matter.
And that's where it becomes hard for police to investigate. And you know, we sympathise with the people that some of these people have lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's not a policing matter, unfortunately.
But at any time in the conversation, when they come knocking on your door, if you say, listen, look, I'm not interested, can you leave, please? They got to leave, haven't they?
Absolutely, yep. So you've got the right to tell someone to leave your premises.
Yes.
If they do insist and want to stay, we've got no problems if you do contact police to come and have them removed.
Okay, that's where the police get involved if that is the case. Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful, all right.
But there's also a website there, Trevor, that, you know, www.scamwatch.government.au. That should be reported.
Scamwatch, one word, .gov.au, yep.
Correct. And that's right across Australia.
Yes.
So, you know, that should be utilised, you know, if you've been approached.
Exactly.
By members of the public.
Yep.
Trying to promote or...
Gives you a bit of weight in regard to
your rights,
what have you, you know.
It's also good intelligence for us, you know. If we've got a dodgy operator that's moving through communities...
Yes.
For police...
Yeah.
Or even just to forewarn other communities...
Exactly.
We can link all of these... stories, and we can watch this person where they're travelling. You know, a lot of people will travel up the east coast of Australia, you know, and we might see them coming through Sherbourg.
Well, they're holiday and they're on a road trip.
Absolutely.
And doing their little jobs and scams as they go through, and then when they get the money paid for whatever, they continue on to the next town.
Exactly, yep. So, you know, that's helpful. So, yeah, if you do feel like you've been scammed, you definitely report the matter and, you know, and hopefully that prevents someone else from unnecessarily having their money taken from them.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, thanks, boys. So door-to-door scams, they're out there, they're live, so be aware. if you're not happy with the conversation, then ask the person to leave, but also do your homework and bring lawyers into it if you need to. But stay safe. But check it out, all the www.scamwatch.gov.au for more information and just guide you in this space. Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Trevor, also I'd like to just do a big shout out for Happy Reconciliation Week this week.
Yes.
That takes place across Australia. So all you mob out there, enjoy, share that culture.
A powerful tool there, reconciliation. It's just about educating the people of the world, the wider community, about us as First Nation people and what has happened to us and where we go, and use it as a vehicle and coming together. How you say, walk a mile in someone's shoe, understand where they're coming from.
Correct.
Learn with an open mind, and that cements the bridge, doesn't it?
Correct.
That's what it's all about. Happy reconciliation.
Thank you. Yes.
To Danny, boys, take care. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue from Edmonton Police. That's Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Grant. And our topic there was door-to-door scams. So they are real, so keep your eyes and ears open. But you can also call Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000 or 131-444 for Police Link if there are any dramas going on. But Scam Watch, all the W's, .scamwatch.gov.au, and more information there as well. Google it is what they say. Have you say Yarn Up Song on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Flowing in, JJ faking. My baller. Yeah. Yeah, hey yo, I'm sick of seeing my whole team held back by the system. We got bigger dreams than urban streets. When will people listen? Misdemeanors got me meeting with my brothers in the prison. Oh, yeah. This is not what we were meant to be or what we envisioned. You don't wanna see a young brother on the mark, no, but I ain't gonna give you brother that flow. Hit it hit hard like uppercut blows. Yeah, you know how it go. You should park around, hold and get the kissing. Out on the mission, hit them with the hardest shit that they don't ever witness. And I'm all about my business. You can see from the resistance, you don't wanna be the next one that gon' end up on the hit list. What's the difference? Like a lot. What? Hard one like I'm a cyclops. Fall for the bullshit, nah, I might not. Cause I'm not too far from being an icon. I'm one, a whole nother level. How to defeat like I am some Lego. Better stop paying me like I'm your wedge. I see that you scared and your belly is yellow. Young fellow, we here making power moves. My clique is so hungry and buddy, we might just devour you. Labeled as animals, why not just sack it? They cowering legends, they scared of the habit. We not the ones that be causing this panic. We not the ones that destroying this planet. We not the ones that give guns to our sons and then told them to go kill them savages. We're all my anarchist show. I dad, finna fight back when I write raps. And I knew I never ever gonna change cause he like that. Couldn't get a better representative on the mic, lad. Hit him with a overhead of every letter type rap. Clever and I'll sever any member trying to bite back. Other rappers maybe go to sleep like a nightcap. Build me up with the milk beating to the climax.
Ain't no money in my pocket, how we young and gonna eat? Throw away the key after you lock it, I'm just being me. You only see us as a problem instead of commodity. Rather see us in the streets and living in poverty.
You don't know what it's like to live a black life. Having two wives twice just to be treated nice. Some shit. Walk through the shops and get followed. Man, I swear they feel no sorrow for our people. They straight evil. We strategic like an eagle. We need to stay staunch for the land on which we were born. I don't give a fuck about the law. Or the shit boys in a blue uniform. I'ma come through like a storm and destroy you all. I stand 10 feet tall. I'm so raw. If Gordon saw me, his jaw would hit the floor and get the gnawing. Your arms are boring. Mine tell stories. Other brothers follow the law. I'm straight naughty. Other brothers stuck in the gutter. I'm hotter than a seatbelt in the summer. When it comes to the dollar, I wish making a lot of was a lot more easy. And I feel I see breezy when you put my CD in the TV. Hope we see these youngins grow up to become something that their parents want. But I mean shit, if we show them some love, then we'd know why they yakking up so much. I'm losing trust, but I'm gaining my lust. And I'm stuck in this game and it's all just a rush. I need some more like I can't get enough. I'm loving the taste, I'ma eat you all up.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
You are about to receive a phone call from a prisoner at the Casuarina prison. Your conversation will be recorded.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal, and don't think now that I'm locked up that you're going to silence me.
People got opinions, but they don't want to help. So they just put it on their statuses and think of themselves. Well, I'ma let my heart pour and I tell it how it is. I'ma do it for my people, I'ma do it for my kids. I don't want them going through the same things that I did. I just want their future to be brighter and be a freedom fighter. And all my people to be equal when we light the fire. I sit
say sorry, but that shit's not gonna fix it. The thing that needs fixing is this fucked up system. We're jumping up and down, but there's no one there to listen. If no one's gonna listen, then we'll take it to the streets. Always was, always will be.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land.
Still oppressed to the fullest extent. This suggests the most cruelest intent. If you choose to express or vent, you're met with hostility, a bullet to the head, blah, and that's death. Cease to exist, left deep in the ditch. This is evil as shit, but people are sick of these evilest pricks playing politics with our life. We are the kings and the queens of our country. You can't tell me that my mama didn't love me. They still stealing kids. DCP, man, it's real as shit. They're so in condition that it feels legit. They take away tradition and they fill it with religious shit that tricks the kids to think it's legit. I'm just saying they got all our people praying while our ancestors laying in a ditch.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be.
Yes, always was, always will be here in your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Going to catch up with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, your brother. Tony, your brother, if you're listening, good morning to you, brother.
Good.
Yeah, brother, history is written by the victors, and statue yes. are the exclamation mark. And I always say we should always be the question mark, brother. Mm. And the lieutenant is going up to Matt Malloy, brother.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Cook, yes.
Yeah.
7 metre statue, brother. Left Cairns after 50 years.
Yeah. And they say you can't change history, so they say Eddie Marble changed history, and feel like I used the air for it. Rio Tinto blew up Duke and Gorge, brother.
Duke and Gorge, yes.
And they forget about Dutch was here first. And while I'm talking, you know, brother, even though history in some parts can't be changed, we can also give them another view of that history.
Yes.
Let them see it in a different light. Brother, you and me, more we discovered Cook.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he's gone to Matt Malloy, brother.
He has.
And I sometimes tell the story of my granny when she was a little girl. She got sent from there to Mauna Mauna, then to Palm Island.
Yeah.
And she found a piece of tin on the ground, and she poked it to make a whistle, but was a detonator cap or something, and it exploded. Mm. And it was a horse and buggy day, and they couldn't bring it down to the main hospital, but they cut her arm. They amputated her up in Mount Malloy.
Yes.
And, brother, they had that killer go wheelbarrow race, wheelbarrow go to the mining days, back to the mining days,
yep.
And a lot of mining was ran up Pubba River. But my granny used to tell, brother, I'm on the social media site, Aboriginal Chinese, brother. I'm on that site, too.
Okay.
I'm going to head into what Cody was talking about.
Yeah.
But my granny told me not only some of the girls, young girls, were traded for opium, but the opium used to make, her father was a Chinaman, old Jimmy Ahu, and she was born in Mount Windsor and Daintree. But I think he's a China captain in Woodgill. But she told me that the opium used to make them walk for long distances, brother.
Mm.
And, all the time that we're told by the invaders that, they sort of like, oh, you should be glad that we come here and not other people. But the Germans were already there. That's why they took the Opel bomber. They sent them into a German mission. They sent them back to Warrabin and some to Palm Island.
Mm.
And the Chinese were already here.
Yes.
And, brother, they're whinging about the Chinese and what they're doing. They can only get worse. Brother, no massacre. Not even a gunfight.
Yeah.
And Brother Tony was talking about the Solomon Island.
Yes.
And And Anzac time, they said they were remembering those Anzac as well. What about, oh, I feel like using the F word again. What about them black fellas there, brother?
Mm.
But in your near country, how more about Darnley?
Yep.
It was across the war that bombing their brother, and nobody asked them for their, what, you know?
Mm.
And beside that, brother, where they got the bikini from, Bikini Atoll, the Polynesian mob over there, and the Melanesian, Mararoa Atoll, the French. And what pisses me off when the French said, when they, Charlie Hebdo or something, when they bombed the place over there, the printing place over in France,
mm.
and they said, oh, the Muslim, we should have a right to free speech and free expression. They've done a drawing of Allah or something like that, and the Muslims were offended. And we should have the right for expression. And, you know, oh, I feel like you're using the F word again, brother. When the Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior, it was blown up in New Zealand. Yeah. And they had a right to express themselves to go and protest against the Mararoa Atoll nuclear testing up there. But they didn't like it. The Frenchmen, the frogmen, who means the frogmen, they are Frenchmen, they blew the Rainbow Warrior up and thing, and they didn't like the Rainbow Warrior Greenpeace mob from expressing what in protest. And, you know, they always talk about this white matters too, you know, black life, white life matters too.
Mm-hmm.
And while all that was going on, they were up here in the table, and the longest milk run in the world from Malanda to, I think, Darwin and other places. They were up there, the scientists up there looking at the frogs, see if they're mutant,
yes.
or six legs or six arms. They were frightened from the fallout from that money going to contaminate or, you know, do something to our people.
Exactly. I've got to go, my brother, to the news, but thank you, Selwyn. Murray, got a sign off for you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay safe in regard to COVID-19, you mob.